Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus. We give you a heartfelt welcome and an invitation for the enjoyment of God's precious word as we consider the subject of the Father's home to which the children of God will someday be taken forever. Again, we would read the words that fell from the peerless lips of the Lord Jesus Christ. From John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. May the Holy Spirit of God sanctify the reading and the hearing of these priceless words that fell from the peerless lips of the Son of God Himself, the Father's beloved Son. We are concluding our series of studies in relation to the Father and His family by being occupied this week with John 14 verses 1 through 6 and its blessed theme, revealed by the Savior, as you find the subject in verse 2, when he speaks about my Father's house. We believe in all sincerity the Lord Jesus is speaking and referring to his Father's home in heaven above. And we are considering the glories and the excellencies that he tells to us in these words concerning that home to which the saints of God are going. We raise the question to you, beloved radio friend, are you going to that home? Oh, may I remind you that unless Christ is your Savior, you will never be in that home. You must be a child of God to be in the home of the Father in that coming day. And the Lord Jesus has well stated through his servant John in John 1 verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power, the right, the privilege to be called the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Of all that we have spoken in the past weeks regarding the Father, regarding his family and the children, the great desire and purpose of our doing so is particularly not only to bless the children of God, but to bring some sinner to turn to the Lord and come into the family through faith in the Lord Jesus. In our preceding message, we considered the reality of this home. In today's message, we'd like to consider the locality of this home. You raised the question, I'm sure. Perhaps the eyebrows are lifted when we mention the locality of this home. Where is it? May I point out to you from the scripture which we have read one particular word that is repeated by the Lord Jesus twice. At the end of verse 2 and at the opening of verse 3. At the close of the second verse of John 14, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And then in verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. We emphasize the word place. I'm sure that when you look at this word in the English language, it denotes a locality. It speaks of a location. Yes, sometimes we have heard that heaven is spoken of as a condition. Well, bless your heart, it is a good condition. It's the best condition for you and for me ever to be in by God's grace. But please let me state, heaven is not just a condition. Heaven is a location. Heaven is a locality. The Father's house in its reality, is a definite locality. Oh, you may raise the question, where? Well, when we look at the Bible, and I speak very frankly, I would only use the Bible as the premise of my statements. When we study the Word of God, I'm sure that many students of Scripture will agree to this fact. The Word of God reveals that there are three heavens. That there are three is very definitely corroborated by the beloved Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where in that chapter he speaks of a person being caught up to the third heaven, into the very immediate presence of God, where he heard things and words that were unspeakable in human language. And it is the old Hebrew belief, the scholars of the Hebrew Old Testament long ago, they believed there were three heavens, the atmospheric heavens that are around us, where the birds fly, and even where men now fly. Above them, the heavens beyond, those heavens that are beyond perhaps the comprehension, but are being greatly studied by men of learning and science as they study the universe with its stars and with its planets. But then the old Hebrews believed there was a third heaven that was the highest, and that highest of all heaven was God's throne, upon which the eternal God is permanently seated, upon a throne that can never be shaken. That was the Hebrew belief. May I state, the Father's house is a definite locality. Our Lord Jesus went back into heaven. He disappeared out of the sight of his disciples when a cloud received him. They saw him no more in the body. But we have plenty of scripture declaring where he is, at the right hand of God the Father in heaven above, on the throne of majesty upon high. Heaven is a locality. And what a locality it is. It's the best locality that you and I could ever long to be in. I just wonder how many of you long to be there. But please let me state very frankly some expressions that will indicate what kind of a place it is. That heaven is a place. You ask me where. Now let me put it in another way. Not only do I believe it is, it's the highest pinnacle of the universe, where the presence of the eternal God, of his eternal Son, and so on are. But may I just put it in these ways, expressing it thus. Heaven is where my Father dwells. It is my Father's home. My Father lives there. My Heavenly Father, he lives in that place. And I know where my Father is. The Word of God plainly has stated to me that the Father's home is not on the earth. The Father's home is in heaven above, his own immediate and eternal dwelling place. Then may I go a little further. I know the reality, as well as confess the locality of this home, not only because my Father lives there, my Savior is there. When the Lord Jesus was taken up out of the sight of his disciples, two angels stood by those disciples as they were gazing upward and said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which was taken up from you," where? "Into heaven, shall so come again in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." They declared where he had gone. My beloved radio friend, as far as I am concerned, I know where my Savior is today. He has gone back to the Father's house. That was the very fact that he was telling the disciples at the end of John 13. That was the very reason why they became sad, because he was telling them he was going away. Now he is telling them he's going to his Father's house, my Father's home. And my Savior is there. And thank God, I know where my Savior is. He's gone into heaven. Not only is my Father there, my Heavenly Father, not only is my Savior there, but it's the dwelling place of holy angels. For when I read the Word of God, I read of myriads of holy angels that do the bidding of God, of mysterious celestial beings that maintain and cry constantly day and night, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty, as they fly before His throne, covering their faces with two wings, covering their feet with two wings, and flying with two wings? It's the dwelling place of those holy beings, as well as every angelic being that has never fallen under the power and followed the rebellion of Satan. It's the place of holy angels and their abode. May I go a little further? It's not only the place where my Father lives, where my Savior is, where holy angels are. It is the place where many saints have already gone. I think of the words of Paul when he said to be with Christ is far better. When he said, I have a straight desire, I'm torn between two desires. Between two desires, I am pulled apart. I want to stay with you Christians at Philippi. And then on the other hand, I want to go and be with Christ, which is far better, at home with the Lord. My beloved, there are myriads of precious saints who in spirit are now in the presence of God in that home above, waiting the resurrection day when spirit and soul will be united to the resurrection body, and in spirit and soul and body redeemed, they will be forever with the Lord in glory to reign. Yes, my earthly father is there, my mother is there, other loved ones, other saints. And oh, beloved, the joy of knowing it is a locality. Might ask the question, radio friend, when you die, where will you go? May I assure you, when God takes my breath away, my body will be put into the ground, but my spirit and soul will be with Christ in that eternal home above forever. Oh, beloved, I believe in this locality. Do you? May God help you if you do not, to trust the Savior before it may be for you forever too late. Blessed Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless and sanctify and honor thy truth to the blessing of every hearer in Jesus' name. Amen.